Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker. Wisconsin's Green Fire says Wisconsin is falling behind neighboring states in renewable energy production and energy efficiency. The conservation group says there's time to catch up, but the state needs to act now. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares what actions the group is calling for and why.
Wisconsin's Green Fire says the state is failing to keep pace with changes in energy technology. It's not only behind several states in the Midwest, but the Midwest as a whole is behind the East and West Coast.
It's not too late to catch up.
Gary Radloff is the co-chair of the Energy Policy Committee for Wisconsin's Green Fire. The conservation group recently released its Opportunities Now report that dives into the issues facing Wisconsin's current energy plan and policies it'd like to see go into place to fix it. Radloff says one of the biggest challenges Wisconsin and many states face is what he calls an antiquated energy system or energy operation.
But the system overall has a lot of inefficiencies because, one, it was built big, and two, over the course of generating energy and getting that to your home, a lot of energy is lost, particularly as heat. And also, it just sort of encourages overbuilding and really using more energy maybe than people need.
Green Fire lays out several plans for how it would like to see the state reform its energy policy. It says the cost of clean energy has declined significantly in recent years, and that the state should start to transition to more renewable resources. But most of what it's calling for is an overhaul of the state's policy regarding energy. It would like to see Wisconsin establish greater energy efficiency standards for utilities to better control demand and reduce carbon emissions, adopt utility performance-based rate making, and empower local governments. Radloff would love to see the public get more involved in these decision-making policies.
Right now, the energy world just is not very inviting to public participation. It's a very technical area. It tends to often require, you know, that you have an attorney to represent you in front of the commission. And that just really isn't right. This is a public entity. It is for the people. And so therefore, I think you just need to get the public more involved in commission decision-making and activities.
You can view the entire report on our website, WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Walleye populations have shown signs of recovery on a couple of Forest and Florence County lakes. The Wisconsin DNR attributes it to a black bullhead removal project. Greg Motzke is a DNR fisheries biologist based in Florence and Forest counties. He says the bullhead removal project was started in 2008 on Lake Matonga by the Sacagan Chippewa Community Fishery. Mike Proyle started it by removing 32,000 black bullheads from the lake.
And so when we look at the differences for pre and post removal during the non-stock years where it's all naturally reproduced fish, we went from just under 3 per mile to an average of 45 per mile, more than double that benchmark I've been talking about. And our stocked year classes went from 13 per mile up to an average of almost 150 per mile. So we're looking at major increases to natural reproduction and stock survival of walleyes.
Motzke says they repeated the success on three other lakes in the counties, including Patton Lake. He says walleye are reproducing more in Patton Lake than just about any other lake in much of northern Wisconsin. Motzke was one of many speakers for Wisconsin's Water Week, which is in a virtual format this year. It goes all week. You can register and learn more about the different topics on our website, WXPR.org. Vilas County will be adding 21 sites to its Torch Lake RV campground in Conover this year. The County Forestry, Recreation, and Land Committee is also considering what other options it has for the site. The committee recently discussed plans for a playground for kids. This would be an addition to the one by the lake. The committee favored a separate site within the campground area, costing an estimated $124,000, which would be covered by the grant. The committee also discussed winterizing water lines, but ultimately decided it wasn't needed because there's no winter use planned for the campground. And it ended with a motion to include clearing, grubbing, and access paths to the future playground within the campground for younger children. The committee also suggested a bike rack be placed by the restroom, and ATV-UTV accessibility is being put on hold to check the grant language. The first whooping crane hatched at the International Crane Foundation in Wisconsin has died. Foundation officials say the crane, named G-Wiz, died on February 24th and was more than 38 years old. The oldest captive whooping crane was 46 years old. GWHIZ was hatched in 1982 via artificial insemination. He was the fifth whooping crane to call the foundation home and went on to sire 178 cranes. He was known for his nasty disposition. Officials with the foundation, which is located in Baraboo, said he often pecked his handler's calves and fingers and was fiercely territorial. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.